And then there were six. We are ready for week two of the NRL Finals. MG, the Broncos are out. The Sharks are out. We've got two games this weekend. We're going to rip into both. Let's start with Friday night. The South Sydney Rabbitohs coming off a pretty punishing loss to the Sydney Roosters, taking on the Manly Seagulls, who got the job done over the Cronulla Sharks, despite the absence of Tommy Turbo.
Yeah, Liam, very contrasting game for both these clubs. Souths were, in a word, woeful against the Roosters, but the Roosters were epic. Watching them live, they just had every base covered. And I suppose the fact that Alex Johnson dropped the very first bomb that came his way and the ball went dead in goal was kind of a signal of what was about to come that night. So I really don't think Souths can play any worse than they did at the SCG last Friday night. And Manly, well, they've got momentum. Momentum is a very hard thing to stop when it comes to finals footy. And these two coaches, it comes down to them, Des versus Wayne. They can't really control much about what happens on the field tomorrow night, but what they can control is this past week of intrigue, and that's exactly what they're both fantastic at.
Who do you think's handled it better thus far?
Oh, Desi. Where's he been? I think the statement made by Sam Burgess about the state of the game, in particular the judiciary.
Yeah, the kangaroo court comment.
Although, you know, maybe he'd take a little bit back and maybe think a bit before he spoke next time about it, and realise the effect it might have on certain people who are involved with the judiciary. I don't think it for 1 minute Sam thought it was going to, you know, he meant to be disrespectful to anybody. I think these players will get behind him. I think Souths will come out breathing fire tomorrow night. I really do. I think it's going to be Manly going to have to do a lot to hold them early, because Souths will be after a magical start, one they didn't have against the Roosters the week before. Dane Gagai's back in the centres.
Sam Burgess back into the side as well from his one game suspension.
That means a lot, doesn't it? That means that's everything. When your best, you know, him with Cameron Murray and Damien Cook and Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds, and I like the fact that Dewey's back at fullback.
Yeah,
Johnson and Campbell, Graham are on the wings. That Gagai and Jimmy the Jet, pressure's on him. Pressure's right on him. Was basically non-existent against the Roosters last week, and he had two pretty big centres up against him in Latrell and Manu. But this week, it's doesn't get me. He's got Moses Suli and Parker both. Mm. You know, depends on what side he starts on. So Jimmy the Jet's got to play one of his vintage games, Liam.
Yeah. Well, on the other side of the coin, Manly, they get Marty Tapau back from his one-game suspension. And you talk about meeting firepower with firepower. I mean, Adam Fanua-Blake, what he's been doing over the past month in terms of making his presence felt is second to none. And then you get this man alongside him. All of a sudden, that Manly forward pack has some real menace to it.
Yeah, you're right. I really think that Fanua-Blake is one of the most improved front rowers in the competition. We seem to be in a rich vein of front rowers at the moment. We've got a plethora of them coming through. Josh Papali's played his best year ever in the NRL. You know, and I think Fanua-Blake's doing the same. Marty DePauw's been ultra consistent, and the fact that he's back after they salvaged that win last week, they didn't salvage it. They destroyed the Sharkies, really. They just manhandled them.
Yeah.
And that's Manly will come out again with I'm intrigued by DCE, Daly Cherry Evans as a captain. I'm starting to really admire the way he does his strutsy stuff.
He's never had the public on side with him, has he? Really?
Not really.
He's on a huge pay packet. You know, past players have come out suggesting he played a role in dividing the club. He's struggled for a spot in that great Queensland team for so long. He's never sort of been the darling of anybody other than the diehard Manly supporters.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it stems back to the backflip he did at the Titans when he basically signed a 10-year deal, then said, nah, I've changed my mind. I'm going to stay at Manly. And, he galvanised. He polarises, I should say. But what he does is galvanise his own team. Mm. Apparently some of his pre-game speeches this year have been epic.
Really?
I know he does a lot of research into this type of thing about other leaders of different other sporting organisations. So he does his homework. Apparently, when it was pouring rain in Sydney last Tuesday, he was out for an hour after everybody else had long gone, kicking balls into the in-goal area with a heavy wet ball. So he'll leave no stone unturned, and he's the type of player that these young forwards will just, you know, keep coming and coming for. And they know their role. Desi Hasler keeps it very, very simple. Mm. His game plan is simple. It's all about effort. And Manly showed that against the Sharkies last Saturday night.
Yeah, you got to admire the mental strength of him to lead this young patchwork team that most people did not have still playing football at this time of the year before the season kicked off.
Yeah.
All right, last thing very quickly to address, particularly for Manly, this game's at ANZ Stadium Friday night.
Mm.
Manly...
not a good record.
It's a horrible, horrible place for them to go and play football. They've lost their last 9 games at the venue. How does Dez counter that? What's he saying in the lead up? Is he addressing it at all? Is he planning for it, or is it just we ignore that stat? This is finals. This is a different kettle of fish.
That's a very good question. I don't know what he'd be doing about it. I imagine that it'd be addressed because there is the elephant in the room with social media these days and so many rugby league shows on both free to air and on pay TV that you can't really avoid the stat. So I think he'll address it. He'll say, look, this is why records are made to be broken. It's the same when we get to the Parramatta game against Storm. Well, no team has won the comp after having 50 points put on them. And the last time Storm played Para, they got beat 64-10. But I still give Para a big chance. And I give Manly a big chance because they're battle-hardened at the moment. And as I mentioned earlier in this chat, they've got momentum. Momentum is very hard to stop. When you have self-belief, there is nothing that can beat self-belief in a rugby league team. And I tell you what, Manly have up to their eyeballs in it.
All right. And, okay, then who are you tipping?
Manly.
Wow. You think the Bunnies go out in straight sets?
I think Manly. Yeah, I just love the way they play. I love how they keep turning up for each other. There's some of these young blokes who have come into first grade with the lack of back rower power that we thought they were going to have without Siren and Thompson, and they're just going from strength to strength. I love watching Manly play last Saturday night. They played a really good brand of footy, and I think they'll continue to maintain the rage tomorrow night at ANZ Stadium.
All right, there you go. MG tipping the Seagulls to get it done in the first final. That would then send them into a prelim final against the Raiders. Wow. That'd be enormous. All right, let's talk about the second game of this week too. The Melbourne Storm. A lot of people, you know, just assume that the Storm would waltz their way through to a grand final. They got beaten by the Raiders 12-10 last week. They take on the all-conquering Parramatta Eagles down at Amy Park in Melbourne. The Eels, who could do no wrong against the Broncos last week at Bankwest Stadium. No changes for the Melbourne Storm, and the Parramatta Eagles get Kane Evans back.
Yeah, you got to think to yourself that there might be a bit of scar tissue with the Melbourne Storm at the moment. They're obviously a juggernaut of this competition, and they have been for a long, long time. But I don't think that even their strongest supporters thought they'd get beat against the Raiders last week. I didn't think they'd get beat by the Raiders because only 2 weeks before that, the Raiders beat them when they were leading by 18 points. So I thought that obviously Bellamy was once bitten, twice shy, and he wouldn't let it happen again. But it just proves that anything in this competition can happen. And Parramatta are on a rich vein of they're on a roll. Take what you want out of the Broncos game, but you still got to beat the team in front of you. They put 58 points on in a methodical, magical type of way by throwing long passes, and their halves in Dylan Brown and Mitchell Moses were throwing beautiful balls to each other from one side of the field to the other. Reed Marnie at dummy half was giving excellent purchase out of the dummy half to their playmakers. Gutherson injects himself beautifully, and at the moment they're like Manly. They've got momentum. They've got a really good, a rich vein of momentum going right through them. And I sometimes, as I mentioned, that's very hard to stop.
It's amazing to think that Manly, for the most part, a lot of people looking at what Manly's done this season and said that, you know, that's probably been the surprise packet of the year. This is a Parramatta Eels team that finished last.
Yeah.
Last. And yet here they are, essentially 2 wins out of a grand final.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it? And it's all in the back of their wingers. You know, the Sivo and Ferguson, usually when you're playing a game of rugby league and the ball gets kicked down to your back three and you're a forward, you say, okay, well, I've got to get back there as quick as I can because my run is going to be up after the first or second hit up. Well, with them three back there, Gutherson, Ferguson and Sivo, there's three hit-ups done for you as a forward. You don't have to inject yourself until the ball gets back to halfway, which is an unbelievable advantage to have.
Yeah.
In any type of rugby league, it's just a great advantage they've got. And when they do get the ball at halfway, they've got the likes of Junior Paulo playing a fantastic season. Sean Lane on that left edge is being unbelievable as well. Mm-hmm. Brown at lock forward, Kane Evans, who's came back after a week's suspension. Ma'au, who's a tough hombre. Well, you can't really find a bad player in the Parramatta forward pack. So, dare to dream Parramatta, but I think Melbourne are going to win this game.
Yep.
But then I don't think they'll get any further. I think the Roosters are going to win the competition, and I think it's going to be the first back to back since 92-93. But Parramatta fans, dare to dream, because your team is on a roll and you should be very, very proud of them.
Just quickly on Parramatta, and obviously we've got your tip there. You think the Storm might be too strong, especially at home. It's such a difficult place to travel. And irrespective, you think whoever wins this team gets stopped next week by the Roosters. But the Parramatta Eels, this is a side that had so many questions asked about it before this season started.
Yep.
And appropriately so, because they finished last, as we mentioned. But Blake Ferguson makes the switch.
Yep.
And questions asked, why would he leave a premiership-winning team at the Roosters to go to a wooden spoon-winning team at the Eels? Questions asked whether in a team this not as strong he could be as successful. You'd say he has held, if not maybe slightly improved on his form from last year. He's regained his spot in the Origin side
there
for
you go.
One.
Yeah.
And then they've got this teenage half Dylan Brown, who there were questions asked because he suggested that via his manager, there were conversations about him looking for a $1 million deal.
Yeah,
he has walked the walk. He has backed up the comments made very early on in his career. He's done so off the guiding hand of Mitchell Moses, who's been outstanding. But you've got to, there's check marks next to, or there's ticks next to every single question that's been asked of this Parramatta Eels side.
Oh, yeah, you've summed it up beautifully. I the start of the year, I didn't have Parramatta, I didn't have Manly in my top eight. I thought, they're going to have a woeful year, and there's something really magical in teams that try and find their spirit back, and they've found their spirit. It's Parramatta and Manly, 16th and 15th last year.
That's crazy.
Who are now pushing for a prelim grand final spot. Mm. They're one game away from it.
Yeah.
So, bravo to both clubs, because you've my team of choice when I was a young kid growing up was Manly. I used to love Manly, and my dad went for Parramatta, and some of my earliest memories of the of rugby league are Manly and Parramatta playing in grand finals in the late 70s and early 80s, and these two teams are healthy for the rugby league when they're going well. And at the moment they're going well, and they've got two teams in the Rabbitohs and the Storm who are ready for them. I think it's going to be epic finals action this weekend, right here on
You can
Triple
hear both
M.
these games on Triple M.
Oh, yes, it's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So I can't wait.
If one of these teams makes a prelim, Manly or Parramatta I'm talking about here, as great a season as the Raiders have had, and they are in the box seat to make a grand final. If Manly or Parramatta make a prelim, it's going to be really hard push for Des Hasler or Brad Arthur not to win Coach of the Year.
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, I think you're right. I think for what they've done, where they've come from, what they've done in the rebuild of their club, how they've turned their culture around, and we always knew Desi Hasler would do that at Manly.
Let's not forget Brad Arthur. There was speculation he might not get another contract middle of this year.
He's been phenomenal. He's just there was some vision and audio of him, I think a week or two back, and they wired him up for sound. And I thought it was a really good innovation to do. And for him to let Fox Sports do it, I thought it was a guy who's really comfortable in his own skin. Mm.
Did they get any audio of him laughing?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, they did. And swearing.
He doesn't laugh a lot.
Beep. A lot of it was beep, beep.
All right, there we go. NRL round two preview NRL finals round two preview podcast. MG tipping the Storm to be too strong for Parramatta down in Melbourne, but tipping Manly to knock off the Bunnies at ANZ Stadium Friday night. MG, we'll see how your previews go Monday.
Ooh, can't wait.